Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I'm joined today by Teresa Ann Miller, the animal trainer in White God. This is a movie that is in competition in Un Certain Regard, and it features an absolutely wonderful dog called Bodhi. And there is another dog called Luke as well, and he's one of the stars of the movie, let's say. Teresa, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having us.
I wanted to ask you, how's your Cannes been so far?
It's been a beautiful experience. Really enjoyed it. It's our first time here, and to be here with the film and to see the premiere here in Cannes, it's a life dream. It's quite the experience.
And Bodhi, what do you think of Cannes so far? Good boy. I think he's trying to say that he's enjoying it. Am I correct?
He's having a good time. He likes this. He's getting a little spoiled in the hotel rooms and hanging out with everybody. He's loving it. Very nice.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Now, we should say that he has quite a major role in this film. He is the main protagonist, Lily's pet, and that's how he starts off in the movie. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in the film, Teresa Ann.
I was approached by the producing company and by Cornell, the director and writer, because the film is quite challenging, and it really, he needed the confidence to know that we could do it with a dog who with no experience. I guess there wasn't too many people who believed that it could be done. And we took 2.5 months looking for special dogs to play Hagen. And the important thing was he had to stand out amongst 200 dogs. So he had to be really quite different looking so that the audience recognized him. And after hundreds of dogs looking in the papers and internet and rescues and shelters, I found Luke and Bodhi. And when Cornell saw them, he was very happy. And the next question was, could they do the movie? And they were only 10 months old when I first acquired them. So fortunately, they gave us the time that we needed. We took 16 weeks to teach them how to be an actor and work with them in film. And it's amazing the results. They were fabulous.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. What you're telling me is that Luke and Bodhi have never acted before, and you kind of took them and trained them up from puppies, really, essentially. But older puppies.
Absolutely. They were 10 months old, and that was in October of 2012, and our film started filming in March of 2013, so it wasn't very long for them to go to school. And now, even now, they're only 2 years old. I mean, so they're quite young in their career. To have such an accomplishment already, you know, behind them is amazing.
I'm absolutely bowled away. I can't believe that. And so how did you manage to find two dogs that were so similar?
It felt impossible. I mean, I showed so many pictures because I wanted to start training. I mean, we were running out of time. We wanted to start this film and to have it completed. One day I found a picture. Normally I was looking for one dog plus a photo double to help with the workload. And as if magic, I mean, I opened the internet one day, and there was a picture of the two dogs sitting next to each other for free to a good home. The woman couldn't keep them anymore, and they were twins. Honest to God, they were twins, and I thought I was dreaming. Now I had to pass Cornell's test, and so I sent the picture to Cornell and could only hope that this is what he was hoping for, and it was. He knew immediately that was, in his mind, Hagen.
You know, he's such, they're both beautiful, really striking animals. The film starts off with the dog Hagen being like a pet, big softy, totally man's best friend. And then towards the middle of the film, there's a switch right there where he's been mistreated and he really is out for revenge. And who can blame him for being treated like that? How do you manage to get the dogs to perform to such a level, and how did you know that they could go from being real soft kind of puppies to being really quite aggressive?
That's part of the acting that we teach them. I guess you never really know to what level you're going to get in a certain amount of time. I knew that they were loving. I knew that they were playful. I know they have kind of a questioning look between the yellow eyes and a little bit serious demeanor that, in the worst case, I believe we could sell that he might be an aggressive dog just with a little camera and music and lights and what have you. But what they ended up giving us was so much more. And it's really just building our relationship and giving him the trust to challenge me, because he doesn't want to, of course. And it's a game that we play. You know, I might say, I'm going to take your toy. And he looks at me and I say, oh, good boy. And he's like, really? It's like, yeah. Now, each time we build that up, I'm going to wait longer. And I'm going to say, I'm going to take your toy. And he says, I'm going to take it. Good boy! Just because he raised his lip. And that gives him the confidence and the courage. And he says, really? That's what you want me to do? And I teach him that it's okay. I don't tell him no. I don't tell him bad dog. But he's not being aggressive towards me. It's a game that we've developed. You know, and it's just, it's beautiful to watch the progress. It's amazing.
That's fantastic. I have to say, I was rather traumatized by the dog fighting in the film. I found that really, really difficult to watch as an animal lover. And obviously that makes me root for the animals towards the end of the film, where we won't go into too much detail. But I found that really, really difficult to watch. Was that difficult to film?
I don't want to ruin the illusion because it did play quite real. And that's a compliment to the filmmakers and
Absolutely.
To the special effects, lighting, sound, directing, of course, makeup, and the dog trainers that were involved in that scene. But to be honest, these two really like to play with each other. And if you have dogs at home that wrestle and get on top of each other and are biting each other's legs, that's what we developed with the two dogs. And it was so important that they had such a good reprimand together. And the Rottweiler was a drama king. It was amazing. Every time Lukey would go and grab his leg, he'd fall over on his back and start struggling. And so that made Lukey want to be on top of him and start grabbing his neck. So not to kill the illusion of the movie, but really it's such a play sequence that it wasn't difficult to watch or to perceive. But the finished product, even I thought how amazingly real it looked between the blood and the makeup and it looks like a very serious scene, which is a compliment to the filmmakers because it was a complete play and action scene between the dogs that nobody was ever hurt or in danger.
Wow. I mean, I'd have to say it's a compliment to you as well as the trainer. Well done, because that's absolutely incredible.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's a huge compliment. And hopefully people with my reputation and knowing my background in film and my relationship with the animals will be confident that there was never any animals in harm. It's part of what we do. We teach animals to act.
Just finally, the scene with all the dogs in, how difficult was that to film?
It was challenging to get that many animals working together and running together. It's really a compliment to Arpad Halash, who worked with us in the film, and he coordinated all of that. The challenge was working my dog with his, and it just took a little confidence getting, you know, because my dog was always leading the 200, and I'm sure in his mind it was chasing, you know. So we taught him slowly, you know, first a few dogs, then more. But yes, the credit goes to Arpad.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with the film, and it's lovely to meet you, Bodhi. Thank you so much for joining us on Fred.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you to Bodhi, who was absolutely amazing and well-behaved.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, thanks.
I've just been speaking to Teresa Ann Miller, the animal trainer, and Bodhi, one of the lead dog actors in the movie White God. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.